Skagway researchers compile local data on ocean acidification, and the Alaska Marine Highway System deploys the Taslina to make up for reduced winter sailings. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Seven communities in southeast Alaska had their ferry service slashed earlier this month. Today, the Alaska Marine Highway System restored service to some of the affected communities. The ferry Taslina will be brought back online to make up for previously canceled sailings. Earlier this month, AMHS pulled two ferries, the Aurora and the Leconte, out of service. Both ships need extensive repairs. This severely reduced winter ferry trips to Haines, Skagway, and Hoonah. The communities of Tenneke, Pelican, Gustavus, and Angoon lost winter ferry service altogether. According to AMHS spokesperson Sam Dapsevich, the Department of Transportation has been looking for ways to increase service to the affected communities since then.
Alaska Marine Highway System decided to explore other alternatives, and I know that there was quite a bit of discussion and collaboration with the unions so that we could come up with a way to make it happen.
The Taslina was scheduled to have new side doors installed this winter, but the contract for that work was not finalized. Instead, the ship will provide service between Juneau and the communities of Haines, Skagway, Hoonah, and Gustavus. The first sailing is scheduled for November 21st. Dapsevich says AMHS hopes the ship can sail to Angoon, but it is unclear if that will be possible.
We're working on resolving an issue with the dock in Angoon. If we can get that issue resolved, then we will also service Angoon.
The Taslina is not compatible with the ferry docks in Tenneke and Pelican. AMHS does not plan to provide any service to those communities this winter. The winter sailing schedule for the Taslina is available online at ferryalaska.com. Skagway's Traditional Council is the most recent member of a statewide tribal network that measures ocean acidification. Samples from Naku Bay in the Upper Lynn Canal will be part of a regional data set that helps CTOR scientists make a plan for adaptation.
Ruben Cash wades into Naku Bay until the water is above his waist.
The water's definitely been warmer than the air. That doesn't change the fact that it's cold.
He's the environmental coordinator for the Skagway Traditional Council. He's taking samples of ocean water. It's just starting to snow, but data collection knows no off-season.
But I also put on an extra pair of long johns.
He fills a 5-gallon bucket and hauls it up to the beach. Then he takes off his gloves and starts unloading supplies from a hard case. Mesh net, nitrile gloves, 3 empty beer bottles, sanitized, baggie of bottle caps, and a small box with a skull and crossbones on it.
This is the mercuric chloride.
Ocean acidification is a process when CO2 from the atmosphere reacts with ocean water to decrease the pH, which makes it more acidic. That reaction happens constantly, even when the samples are taken out of the ocean, which is why Cash needs a chemical that stops the reaction while he gets the samples to the lab.
They had to send this stuff to me through Seaplanes, and so Seaplanes calls me up one day and they say, "We got a box of poison here for Ruben."
Cash special ordered a box of poison because he needs to stop time. He adds several drops of mercuric chloride to the samples, so lab technicians will get a snapshot of what the water was like today. The data can help scientists understand ocean acidification's impact on subsistence fisheries and marine ecosystems. Cash and the Skagway Traditional Council are partners with the Southeast Alaska Tribal Ocean Resources Network, or CEDR. It's a group of tribal organizations that monitor ocean health.
You know, some of the work that the tribes are doing here is really kind of pioneering a network.
David Holen is a coordinator for the group. He works with Alaska Sea Grant Program at the University of Fairbanks. And he says the challenge in Alaska is that there's a huge coastline and minimal resources. That's why tribes are working together.
This need was seen by our coastal tribes as a ocean chemistry that's really impacting subsistence resources, so resources that are important for people here in Alaska.
He said people that have been harvesting shellfish and crabs for generations see a change. So they started collecting data in 2016. The goal is to understand what's happening in the water so they can come up with adaptation strategies.
11, 6, 19, 01.
Back at Naku Bay, Cash marks the date and exact time in a logbook. He seals the sample bottles and loads them into a cardboard case.
Here we go, sample number one.
He'll be back again next month. As he walks the samples up the beach, the water in Naku Bay is already changing. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Claire Strimple.
The U.S. Board on Geographic Names has approved changing the name of a bay in southeast Alaska following a petition from tribal leaders complaining of its association with military aggression. Saginaw Bay has been named after a U.S. warship that destroyed three communities in 1869. Earlier this year, both the Alaska House of Representatives and Alaska Historical Commission endorsed changing the name to Skanok Bay. The request came from the organized village of Cake, the local tribal government, and received final approval on Thursday. The three villages targeted by the USS Saginaw had evacuated in advance of the attacks, but soldiers also burned winter food stores that, according to tribal oral accounts, led to the starvation and suffering of an untold number of people. Other southeast place names, including Murder Cove, Surprise Harbor, and Retaliation Point, speak to a series of dark episodes in 1869 that came to be collectively known as the Cake War. The bay is off Kiu Island, about equal distance between Petersburg and Sitka. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.